So today we're going to finish up the Hagdama part, and hopefully we'll begin with the first Mishnah. And if we don't get the first Mishnah, we'll begin next week. But what we've been doing was we started by analyzing the Mitzvah Saseh of Shabbos, and from there we proceeded to discuss the Mitzvah Lo. We're in the middle of or towards the end of discussing the concept of the Lo Saseh of Lo Saseh Komalacha on Shabbos, and in particular. We've been trying to focus on explaining the Torah Shebichtav, why it is that the Torah uses such a general phrase, Lo Sasa Kol Malacha, right, when we know that in fact there are 39 Avos Malacha, there are 39 of them, and in particular, what the implications of that general phrase, given the specific applications are, regarding a number of halachic contexts. The question being, is the Torah writing shorthand and efficiently, but really we're dealing with 39 Shemos Iser, perhaps even to rival something like Chelev and Dam. There's Chelev and Dam, and Nosar and Pigol and Tameh, and there's Dosh and Zareah and Choresh and Ma'amer and Kotzer and Bona and Kosev and so on. So, it may seem like there's only one concept of Yisra Malacha, but in fact, the Shemos are Chalukos, Zumizu, in a manner that at least can compete, as I say, with the examples of Chelev and Dam. The Gemara, in a number of places, we saw this already, seems to equate Kotzer V'Tochein, and Kotzer V'Tochein, of course, are just examples, with Chelev and Dam. Right? The Gemara on Ayin Beis, Omid Beis, says Chomer, we read that Gemara, Chomer, Shabbos, Mishar, Isurim. Shabbos is more Chomer than other Isurim. That's the Gemara, we might as well just look at it again for a second. Gemara says, here on Ayin Beis, Omid Beis. Gemara says, it's also in our sheets, if you want to look into the sheet. Omar Mar, Chomer, Shabbos, Mishar, Mitzvos. Shabbos also shine behelam echad chayv al kalachas viachas. And Shabbos, if you were to do two malachos in one state of shogeg, you'd be chayv for each and every one. Masha'en kein bishar mitzvos. That's in contrast to other mitzvos. So the Gemara explores this and says, hey chadami, what exactly are we talking about? Ilei medava katsiru techina. If you did kotzer and tochein, the kibase gabishar mitzvos achochela v'dam, which would be parallel or comparable to eating chelev and dam when it came to other mitzvos. In other words, different shemos iser. So what do you mean that there's a chumra in Shabbos? Not a chumra. It's very logical that in Shabbos you should be chayiv shtayim, because in parallel you'd be chayiv chelev and dam, you'd be chayiv two chatos. So Gemara says, Ela shar mitzvos, delo b'chayiv, alachad, eichadam, yidachal chelev v'chelev. So what do you mean? You mean the equivalent of chelev v'chelev, the kavasa gabesham estavet katsiro katsira? He did kotzer twice. Hachachadim b'chayim, hachachadim b'chayim. That's just wrong. It's not a question of chomer and kal. It's just not even accurate. You're not going to be chayim twice. You're going to be chayim only once. So the Gemara says, "Elm avad katsiro techina, my mashen kevashar mitzvah savad azara, kedarminan, or kedravami rather, damravami zideach, the kita v'nisech balama achas, eno chayim ella." Vodazara is different than Shabbos, and hopefully we'll get back to that point. But the basic issue is that the Gemara here is comparing Kotzer V'Tochein and Chelev and Da. And Rishonim are bothered by that. Rashi, in two different places, has two different interpretations. Rashi in Sanhedrin, which we discussed, says it means it literally, just like Chelev and Dam are different Shemos Yisr. So too, Kotzer and Tochein are different Shemos Yisr. Aye, but you'll ask, the Torah says one pasuk l'sasa kol malacha. The answer is you have to break up the pasuk. You have to understand how to interpret it. The way to interpret it is l'sasa zareya, l'sasa kotzer, l'sasa ma'amer, l'sasa dash. So don't be misled. That's why you need a masara, right? Don't be misled by the wording. In fact, these are distinctive shemos iser. However, Rashi here in Shabbos, alatar, goes out of his way not to interpret that way, and obviously for logical reasons, not for textual reasons, because for textual reasons you would have said Rashi says in Sanhedrin. Rashi says here, Chelev v'dam, dumya d'tchina u'ketzira, Shehein Shtei Gufin. So he's saying, oh, Chelev and Dam, you know, coats of a tochein, because it's like two gufin. We are two gufin. So I mentioned, that refers to Sugya and Krisus, where the Gemara discusses, also appears in Shabbos here in Kal Vayomer, but the main Sugya is in Krisus. And that is, what if a person does the same Aveira, but with a different partner? He made a mistake in one of the Arayos, by accident. He thought he was involved in a permissible relationship. He, you know, didn't know who the person was by accident, and he did something illicit, something improper. Well, let's say he did it twice, behelam echad, but with two different people, two different partners. So the sugya in Krisus says that's called gufin muchlakin. So kotzer and tochen are like gufin muchlakin, right? That's a stretch. Why would anybody say that or think that? Moreover. Chelev and Dam that the Gemara compares it to are not Gufin Mechlakin, they're Shemos Mechlakin. So the only reason that Rashi would ever have to, you know, supply this Dochek interpretation in the Gemara would be because he thinks he's avoiding something that's even more logically problematic. Namely, the idea that Kotzer V'Tochein is comparable to Chelev and Dam in its more obvious application. Namely, separate Shemos Iser. So Rashi said, it can't mean that, logically. The best thing it can possibly mean, or the next thing it can possibly mean is, Chelev Adam Yechayev twice, as Chiluk Chatos, albeit for a different reason, and Kotzer V'Tochein Yechayev for that same reason as well. But it's very dochek. In fact, the Tosfos Chaim, Rabbi Nachum Zember, wrote a sefer on Inyanei Hotzah, it's called Tosfos Chaim. So he quotes, he discusses this Rashi, and he says, I don't understand the Rashi at all. For example, what would you say in the following circumstance? You have a person who is, takes a tree and he cuts it, and he's a zomer b'tzorech le'etzit. Right? He cuts it in a way that it's going to stimulate its growth. Right? So that's a tolda of Zoreya, that's what the Gemara says in Perikol Gadol, that if you prune, that's called pruning, I guess, in English, right? You stimulate growth by cutting down the tree, you know, in certain circumstances. So that's called Tolda of Zoreya. But Tzorech Leitzim, he's also interested in the wood, right? He needs a fire, he needs to build something, whatever it is. So that's also Kotzer, because Melechas Kotzer is Oker Davar Migidulo, he uproots something that grows in the ground for the sake of using it. So the Gemara says very clearly in Kol Gadol that Zomer B'Tzorech Leitzim Chayiv Shtayim Achas Mishum Zoreya V'Achas Mishum Kotzer. You get the double Chiv. He did this in the state of Shkaga, obviously. We're talking about Korban Chatos. So this is another example of what we call Chiluk Chatos. He did two Melachos at the same time. So what's the problem? Why is this different than anything else? So Tzotzos Chayim says, I don't understand. If the reasoning, according to Rashi, for Kotzer V'Tochein, or its equivalent, being Chayiv Shtayim, is not Shemos Muchlakim, but Gufin Muchlakim. So there's no Gufin Muchlakim here because it's one object. He's doing one action on one object. He takes, whatever it is, the saw, is it a saw? And he, or the pruning shear. And, you know, he cuts this tree and he wants to use the, he wants to use the lumber as well. But it does only one action on one goof. So that's not gufin muchlakin. So but the Gemara says very clearly that we apply the concept of chiluk chatos in that case. How would you explain that according to Rashi? That's the Tosfos Chaim's question. I don't happen to be very bothered by that question. I just think it's a question which highlights, the chiddush, let's say, of Rashi here in the context of gufin. The reason I'm not bothered by the question is because, although technically it's true that there's no separate goof, there aren't two goofin in the case of a single, branch of a tree that you cut down, which has a double impact, right, Kotzer and Zoreya, what I tried to explain last week was the reason that goofin are mechlakim, it's not exeris hakasuv, the idea behind goofin mechlakim is the idea that even if there aren't separate Shemos Iser, sometimes you'll bring two Korbanos if we have distinctive Maitza Averas. Now normally, just one more second, normally the question then becomes, how do you define a separate Maisa Aveira as opposed to a repeat Maisa Aveira? Right? How do you do that? So, I think that the answer is, there are several strategies that you could use. Sometimes, classically, Gufin Mechlakim, the very involvement of a different partner, right? You originally involved with person A, you know, in a certain illicit action. Then you repeated the same performance, but with person B. So now person B is also, you know, in trouble. The experience is different halachically. You know, the you know, if you expanded the kind of, you know, the amount of people who are chayav v'chatas, all of that is a way, even though the same shemisa, let's say it's isha nida, right? Nida number one, nida number two. It's the same shemisa, but it's a different maisa aveira. What makes it a different maisa aveira? Different party, partner, different dragging somebody else into the aveira, and so on. So to me, what's important about gufin is not whether physically it's one or two guf, that's just the hechatimtzi. It's whether or not the aveira is a repeat performance, continuous performance, a duplication, or something which is distinctive and therefore justifies a separate karban even within the same shemisa. So if you ask me, what is Rashi saying here? Rashi's telling us that kotzer, the cocaine, even though they're not separate shemos isur, comparable to chelev and dam, are separate maisa aveiras. And if you're zomer v'tzorech le'etz, and even though you're doing one physical pe'ula, you're also doing two separate maisa aveiras. You're being okar davar megidulo, and you're being zoreya, right? And those are distinctive maisa aveiras, even though they're on the same guf, and the same physical pe'ula, but legally, they're distinctive maisa aveiras. And that's exactly what is being accomplished, and that's what Rashi's trying to say. In the two Rashi's, in Sanhedrin and Shabbos, we have very succinctly crystallized the two perspectives that we're interested in pinning down. Namely, losasa komalacha means, like chelev and dam, losasa zorei, losasa kotzel, losasa ma'amer, separate shemos iser, or no, what we have is one shemos iser, just distinctive ma'isa aveiros. Yeah.
The case where he's pruning, the reason why he's pruning is he wants to win. Now, what does it mean?
Well, it's not strictly necessarily. I mean, as far as we know, he could be interested in both. He's doing zomer. Let's say he's doing it in a way that it actually does stimulate growth. I mean, whether he needs kavana or not, how much kavana he needs, that gets you to the issue of malacha shenit tricha, right? Legufa, right? If you do the malacha and you intend to do the malacha, but your intention, your purpose, let's say, your motivation is not for the normal purpose of that malacha, that's called, generally, that's called malacha shenit tzricha legufa. Now, the Bali Tosis, actually, this is not our topic right now, but Bali Tosis in Klal Gadol, when they talk about that case of Zomer, the Tzarek Le'etzim, so they say, oh, it raised the question, is this only according to the Man D'Amar that, you know, malacha shenit tzricha legufa is patur? So Tosa says, actually, sometimes you need to focus on the normal purpose of the malacha, not just for the purpose of malacha and tzricha legufa, but because the shem malacha itself, certain malachas require that the motivation, right, be connected to it as well. Tosa thinks that's a pshat and kotzer. But the simple reading of the Gemara is that we're talking about a case where the zomer part is certainly intentional. Meaning he's pruning, but he's also, instead of throwing away the wood, he's also interested in using the wood. But his motivation is equally, if not more, to prune the tree. Probably, I'm not in the pruning world, you know, I'm not so agricultural myself, but although I have my moments, you know, I'm sure my brother will you know, provide chapter and verse, you know, I think that, you know, not every time you cut a tree, you know, does it stimulate growth? Right? There's a certain chachma, you know, to pruning as opposed to simply cutting. You have to know when, you have to know how, and so on. So the simple reading of the Gemara is he's doing zomer. The tzorech le'etzim part is the more peripheral part, but even then, he's tzorech le'etzim. That's a malachshen tzricha legufa issue. Basically, he is interested in accomplishing and is accomplishing two different actions in one fell swoop. And that would be Gufin Machlokin. If this is Gufin Machlokin, notwithstanding the objection of the Tosfos Chai. So this idea two perspectives on how to understand Kotzer V'Tochein, as it comes up again in the Ayin Amin Aleph, which we read last week, also, that's the Gemara which says, here, look at it again in a second. The Gemara here says as follows. This is the Chayv al Kol Malacha Malacha on the top of the page. It's at the two dots, 3, 6, 7 lines down, the 8th line down. What's that? We also have it on the sheet, yeah. What is it, page 2? Yes. Chayv al Kol Malacha Malacha, Chiluk Malacha Osminalan. So on Chiluk Malacha Osminalan, we have on our sheet the Ritva. And the Ritva asks the question. Everybody have the Ritva? Ayin Omer Aleph. This is on page 2. Is it on page 2? Yeah. On page 2 we have the Ritva. The Gemara says, Chiluk Malachos Minala. Now what does it mean, Chiluk Malachos? It means if you are in a state of Zadon Shabbos, I mean you know it's Shabbos, you know the day is Shabbos, Shigas Malacha, you don't know several Malachos, you don't know that they exist, you don't know the details, whatever it is, you erred because of your incomplete knowledge of these malachos, in multiple malachos. So that's the halacha that you bring, that's the Mishnah in the beginning of Parakal Gadol, that you bring a karban for each malacha umalacha. Unlike, for example, something we'll talk about if we have a chance, unlike Yom Tov, for example, where we paskin, ein chiluk malachos b'Yom Tov. That's the sugyan makos, and af chaf aleph umad aleph, and then get him tzachim. Okay. Anyways, the idea is as follows. So the Gemara says Chiluk Malachos Minalan, and the Ritva jumps in right away, challenging the question. Ritva says, and we read it last week, I'm sort of reviewed just to highlight again. Chiluk Malachos Minalan, Pirushu Chayva Kol Malachos Malacha, Kishasam Belamachar Bim Tomar Lamali Kra, Akiva the Malachos Meshunos V'Chaluka Zu Mizu Havalei Ka'ochel Chelav V'Dam Behelamachad Shuchayim Shtayim. The Ritva is like starts with the assumption that Kotzer V'Tochein is like Chelav and Dam to such an extent that he doesn't even understand why we need a pasuk. That's very remarkable, right? The Rashi in Shabbos was so uncomfortable with the comparison to Chelav and Dam that he took it Shelo Kipshuto because that was the most reasonable explanation that remained, right? Namely, that it's Gufin Machlokin, not Shemos Machlokin. Right? But the Ritva starts off with the assumption, well, it's like Chelav and Dam. So then, the answer of the Ritva is the 180 degree other direction. Yeshomer Adarava, Kivin the Shem Malacha Achasem, the Iser Kulam, Mishum Lo Sasa Komala, it's one pasuk, nothing is specified. Havale Kocho Chelav, the Chelav, the Helamechad, She'enachai Elachas. So what happens in the end after you go from Mikatzel, Katzel, you go from one extreme to the other. You go from comparing this to Chelav and Dam to saying that it's like Chelav and Chelav. So the answer is the Gemara gives three sources for Chelav Malachos. And I think what we noted last week was all three provide us with a different perspective. The first one is, right, Mechalalel Mos Yumas, Chelul, how does it go? Malachos, or Chiyub, Harbe le chilul lechor, something like that. How does it go? Second. The first one is Bechalel Mosimas, Hator Ribsa Misos Harbe al chilul echor. So that's, the Gemara is basically saying that you bring many karbanos, even though it's considered one chilul. Right? That's not chilul v'da. Right? That's losasa kol malacha. The second day of the Gemara is that it's based on the principle of Havara lechalek. Yotza. Why did the Torah specify Havara, right, and not Farish Bekotzir? We'll see, we'll discuss Hotza, right, either the end of today or next week. Already we'll start with Hotza. But the Torah rarely specifies, delineates the Malachos. Okay, but it does in the case of Havara. And the Gemara thought that was extremely significant. So the Gemara goes, records a debate here on Ayin Omer Aleph and elsewhere, whether Havara lechalek Yotzas or lelav Yotzas. But according to the view that Havara l'chalek Yotzas, that's the point. Havara is exemplifies the independence of each Malacha. And the Tosfos Reb, which we'll see soon again inside in Kuf Lamed Chesam and Aleph, says, if Havara is a Chalik Yatzos, it's as if the Torah had said independently, Lo Sasa Zareel, Lo Sasa Kotel, Lo Sasa Ma'amer, Lo Sasa Dosh, etc. The third limud of the Gemara is Me'achas Me'hena. And the Gemara says, that's the bottom line in the Gemara here in Ayinam and Aleph, the Gemara says, my time to go. See, achas me'achas, heina me'heina, achas shi'i heina, heina shi'achas. Achas shimon, me'achas shemi shimon. Heina avos, me'heina toldos. Achas shi'i heina zodon shabbos shigas melachos. Heina shi'achas shigas shabbos zodon melachos. So basically, Gemara says that from the me'achas me'heina, we learn that there are two paradigms, or two models. One is, Shigas Shabbos v'zodon melachos. You make a mistake about the calendar date, even though you know everything about the melachos. You're a melacha expert, right? But you just don't know the date of Shabbos. Then you bring one karban, even though you have multiple violations. But if it's zodon Shabbos, it's shigas melacha. So for the multiple infractions, you bring multiple karbanos. Now this third shot, right, is hard to put your finger on. Part of the question is, and this is Machlokas Rishonim, is are both of these dinim requiring a pasuk, or only chiluk melachos? In other words, is it necessary to have gzeras hakasuv me'achas me'heina achashi heina heina shi achas only to teach you that in the case of zodon Shabbos and shigas melachos, that you'll bring multiple karbonos, chiluk melachos, which is what the Gemara asked, in which case that still seems to be the bigger chiddush, the one that you need a pasuk for, and then we're not sure what to do with it in the end, right? Is it does it reflect multiple shemos? Does it, you know, is it exerus akasuv despite the fact that it's one shem and one maisa and just applications, or maybe it's the in-between category of there being multiple maisim, even though one shame. But some Rishonim suggest that we need a limud also for Shigigas Shabbos and Zadon Melachos, that you're only Chayav Achas. Ah. If that's the case, so then what we might say is that this third day of the Gemara is telling us something very important. And that is that there are two dinim on Shabbos. That Shabbos is both one shame and multiple shamos. What does that mean? Meaning that when the Torah uses the expression Losasa Kol Melacha, it's not a coincidence, and it's not to save ink. Right? It means very specifically that on one level, all of Shabbos is one unit, one concept. There's a common denominator. And for example, that's why the Mishnah says in the beginning of Kol Gadol, we talked about it last week, that Mi Sheh Eino Yodea Ikar Shabbos, the Tinuk Shenishba, who doesn't know anything, right? He brings a single korban, right, for all the shabbosos and all the melachos and all the shabbosos that he violated. Because on one level, losasa kol melacha is a single, on one level, it's a single idea. Now that same tinuk shenishba will bring one korban for chelev, another korban for dam, another korban for avodah zarah, meaning, we're not going to say, oh, he doesn't know anything. Not knowing anything is a single, you know, state of, you know, incredible, you know, ignorance. But integrated, single, you know, state of, you know, a lack of knowledge. We don't say that. We break it up according to categories. So how come we're not breaking up according to 39 Avos Melacha? The answer is, because there's one shame, or at least there's one category. But at the same time, when the ignorance, right, is rooted in discrete ignorance, he doesn't know A, and he doesn't know B, and he doesn't know C. It's not just he doesn't know Shabbos, or he doesn't know the day is Shabbos. So then, losasa kol melacha, right, takes on its second meaning. Meaning it's at both at one and the same time, one shame iser, and possibly multiple shameless iser. I want to make a suggestion that that's possibly also what Shabbos, this is part of a much bigger topic, exports to Yom Tov. In other words, Shabbos is the source of Isur Malacha, right? And yet, you know, we find that Yom Tov is also a Isur Malacha. Kol Malacha Savoda, Lo Sasu. And there's only Malkus, there's no Misa, Ein Bein, Shabbos Yom Tov, Ela Ochol Nefesh, Bilvad. That's what the Mishnah says in the Gil on Zion Rebbeis. So the very idea, again, without going into too much detail, maybe we'll have time to speak for a couple more minutes about some aspects of it, the very idea that, you know, that there's Isur Malacha on Yom Tov is a strange thing. Because Isur Malacha on Shabbos is just part of the theme of Shabbos. Shavo Shabbos v'kol balachdor shabara lo kem lasos. But what? Why Yom Tov? The answer is because Tchil l'mikra kodesh, Shabbos is the paradigm for Yom Tov. So, in a way, if you ask the question, what about Shabbos is relevant to Yom Tov and what is not? The answer would seem to be the general idea of Isur Malacha, of a Yom Kodesh in which one should be focusing on spiritual matters and not doing one's daily work, that Mikra Kodesh, that theme applies from Shabbos. That's something which, you know, we can apply effectively, compellingly, to Yom Tov. But the idea that every act of Malacha constitutes a separate Chilul Shabbos, discreetly, that idea, which plays up intrinsic Chilul Shabbos from Malachos, that's not so relevant to Yom. It might be relevant to Yom Kippur. That's a topic in its own right. But to Yom Tov, it's not really so relevant. So that's why we say, Chiluk Malachos b'Shabbos, v'ein Chiluk Malachos b'Yom Tov. But that would also explain, this is what I want to add, what we mean when we speak about Shabbos as having, you know, two different, there's a broad theme of Shabbos, and there are specific elements of Shabbos. Shabbos is both Lo Sasu Kol Malacha, that's exported, you know, with the Hetzer of Ochol Nefesh and all that goes with it, to Yom Tov. But, in addition, Shabbos has another element, and that is Shavo Shavas Mikol Malachto Shavar Lekim La'asos, in which every Malacha constitutes at least a separate Maisa Veira, maybe also a discrete shame of Malacha within the larger category of Shabbos. Then it depends. Yodei Ikar Shabbos, Shigas Shabbos, Sod Shigas Malacha, etc.
That wouldn't be relevant to the connection with the Mishkan.
Well, the Mishkan still identifies or defines what Malacha is. So it is. I mean, that's the Gemara Memtes on the base that we saw, where the Gemara says, is it Malacha, Malacha, Malachto? Or is it the Mishkan? So what I was trying to suggest for that is that Gufa is this question. In other words, I think it can be taken in different directions. The Ravan as a tshuva, which talks about the Lashem Kolos, which we'll get to in a second, and I think the Urayim, you know, holds this way as well, although he takes the opposite stand, but that leads him in the opposite direction. And that is that the more you look at the Mishkan, the more you're looking at individual Malachos as being intrinsic. Now, there's Losasa Zareya, Losasa. There's Losasa Malacha. Look to the Mishkan. What's in the Mishkan? Losasa Zareya, Losasa Chavresh, Losasa Machaber, Losasa Torch, Losasa Kosev, etc. The other day in the Gemara, Memtes, is Malacha, Malacha, Malachto. Maybe the idea behind Malacha, Malacha, Malachto is whatever qualifies as a creative, constructive act of stature, a Davar Chashuv, that is Lo Sasa. But we don't really care so much about the individual examples as much as we care about the Mechaneh Meshutaf, the common definition, or, you know, that binds them together. Now, as it happens, that it's based on the Horios, which we're going to look at probably next week or the week after when we talk about Hotzah, happens to go the opposite way with this, but I think that makes a lot of sense. So this would come back to explain something else in that Gemara. Because that Gemara, Nem Teso and Beis, that we saw, we didn't discuss the Tosfos and Ramban there so much, but basically there's a problem, right? The Gemara says, where do you get 39 Avos Malacha? And they have these two models. From the Mishkan, or from the word Malacha, Malacha, Malachta. And then the Bali Tosfos asks their famous question, and that is, it sounds like a Machlokas in the Gemara, but it can't be Machlokas because we need both of these elements. If you only had a Mishkan, as we discussed, you wouldn't know to cut it off after 39, and that would affect, you know, how you define Malachos. If I told you have 20 Malachos to pick, you know, or if I told you have 50 Malachos to pick, they're certainly going to come out differently than the 39. Right? What are you going to, you know, where are you going to draw the line, you know, and what's the threshold of what constitutes a malacha, or what differentiates, you know, things that are similar from each other, Zorah, Bora, Marakade, and so on. So you need the number, right, so that you can work with the Mishkan. If you only had the number, and you didn't have the Mishkan, so, you know, how would you know what's an Av and what's a Tolda? Right, that's the way Tosis asks. But more important, how would you know, the pool? Again, we could all probably agree on 10 malachos, even without the pool of the Mishkan. Okay, but once you get beyond those 10, or 20, or 30, whatever it is, you know, to get to 39, and to pick the ones of the Mishkan, you know, Dafka, when all you know is that you need something that qualifies as a shame malacha, would be very difficult. So the Baal Tosfos and Ramban and all the Rishonim are bothered by what seems to be a machlokes, and which can't, but what can't be a machlokes, because we certainly need both of these elements. So what I was trying to suggest was, and I think this is what these Rishonim are implicitly, you know, or Achronim are getting at, and that is that whether you emphasize malacha, malacha, malachta, or whether you emphasize the Mishkan, may gufa be this issue: how do we look at the interchangeability or the relationship between the different malachos themselves? Now what I want to turn to is some other nafkamina which highlight this, and then I want to bring it to a little bit to Yontif, and then especially to Hotza. Yeah.
I just have three questions. Number one, do the other opinions in the Gemara, are they chol? Like Merchalim Othumas or Achat Mein, I mean, that they hold that Havoah L'Lav Yatzis?
Well, the Gemara does quote here in Ayin Amin Aleph that there is that debate, and if you hold that way, then you need
so
another lima.
The opinions have to hold Havoah L'Lav Yatzis.
Yeah, the Gemara itself has it here, Ayin Amin Aleph. The Gemara quotes the Machlokes.
Why would the Torah have picked out, is there any reason why it picked out Havoah as an example of L'Chalak Yatzis?
So that's a question. We can speculate about that.
As opposed to something else?
What?
As opposed to another malacha.
Right. So, I mean, my answer would be, I would guess the answer is certainly so. Whether it's because, in some level, it's more kal, and therefore a kol shekein, or whether it exemplifies, like, a creative malacha, meaning something which is transformative, right? Like fire, is... you know, that I think we could argue about. The fact that Havara plays a special role in Yom Tov too, Lehatar, you know, both Hotza and Havara, interestingly enough, which is a mitoch, I think is not a coincidence. And certainly the fact that Havara is Lelav Yatzas, according to the other Deya, it may figure into why they Dafka picked Havara, you know, as the symbol of Lechalik Yatzas, according to the rival view. So I think the answer is for sure, you know, which direction it is and what, you know, ingredient it is, I think we could speculate about. There's no Gemara that says it. But I think it's totally reasonable, totally proper to speculate, and for sure isn't a coincidence.
And the third question is that, according to the Swan Oshita, that had there not been an angle, there would never have been a Mishkan.
Right.
That it was only as a reaction to the angle. So what would he have done with the 39?
So there would have been the Torah would have been written differently, and there would have been need obviously for presumably there would have been 39 of us malacha, but there would have been another way obviously to be marred by them. So I don't know what that would have been. I think it's an interesting speculation, but yeah. That's what he just asked. I think I just mentioned that I don't think it's a coincidence. That it may be because it's an inferior malacha, meaning in the sense that it's more destructive, and therefore it's a kind of a kol shekein. For example, the Gemara says chovel amavir, right? Mekala mekalkalin pturim, chutz mi chovel amavir. So it's both a kula and a chomra. And I don't, you know, you can ask why not chovel too. But the point is that the idea behind it may be, although it's complicated, but it may be that it's an inherently destructive malacha. Therefore, you might have thought, I'm talking about now its downside, why it's a bigger chiddush, why there's also a view that says it's only a laugh, let's say. I mean, you could say that Havara is... But I'm saying it might be cultured, so they maybe Dafka need to...
To prove that it is a laugh?
Right, you need to establish, for the same reason that the Zaman Damar says it isn't. It says it's only a lav and not chiyuv misa. Maybe that's the reason that you need to establish that it's a chiyuv misa, but that's the one that you want to be highlighting. Now again, the Gemara says kol mekalkel in pturin chutz mechov l'mavir. It ends up being not a kula but a chumra. The reason for that chumra is because we're recognizing that havara is inherently a destructive malacha, and yet it's a malacha, and therefore it doesn't have the kula of mekalkel. It also doesn't have the kula of misasek according to the Gemara in Priestess, which makes it a little more complicated. So you ask me to speculate. That's on the downside. On the other side, I mean, there's, you know, in terms of being a powerful, you know, transformative, you know, activity, nothing is more destructive and transforming than fire, right? So, destructive, but transforming. Right. So, I think there's that element too. A third speculation might be, this goes to, like, you know, Bava Kamma examples, you know, Havara is something which, you know, has a lot of grumma, you know, in it. In other words, you light a match, and then the fire, you know, goes. And, you know, in Bava Kamma we call it koach acher, you know, mu'uravo. So, you know, in terms of, again, either expanding or defining malacha in a certain way, you know, that maybe is why it isn't kayev misa or shem malacha, if that's the case, if havar lalav yatzas. So those are three speculations off the... That, but the speculation. No. Okay. Anyways, so now let's look at some other nafkamina, which highlight this question about the nature of the malacha, in addition to the hagdara of chelav and dam and so on. Okay. So one issue that's worth exploring certainly is the issue of tziruf l'shir. Tziruf l'shir, whether or not you can combine different malachos for a shir. This is an interesting issue. Tziruf l'shir. Right? Let's say you ate a chatzi chelev, chatzi zayis chelev, and a chatzi zayis dam. Okay, would you get the full chiyu? Certainly not, because they're different shemos iser, right? And they don't combine, right? However, what happens if you do chatzi grogeris a kotzer and chatzi grogeris a tochein? So, this is an interesting question. The Shita Mukhbetzis increases on the Pezayin Amar Aleph addresses this question and says you're never going to combine, you know, less than a shear to make a shear between different malachos, even in a case of Shigigas Shabbos. Let's say the mistake that you make is not individual mistakes about malachos, but a single unifying mistake about the day of Shabbos. You think, you know, you slept, you know, an extra day, or you were on a plane and you got all mixed up. So your Friday is your Shabbos, or your Shabbos is your Sunday, whatever it is, right? So it's one, that's the error. You know everything there is to know about Zoreh and Choresh and Kotzer and Boneh and whatever. Nonetheless, Shita Gwetha says, you still cannot combine, even in Shigas Shabbos, I'm sorry, even in Zodon, even in Zodon Malachos and Shigas Shabbos, you still cannot combine the Shiurim. However, the Minchas Chinuch argues. Right? The Minchas Chinuch says that in his opinion, Shigigas Shabbos and Zodon Malachos should combine. This is what he says in Nichol Shabbos anyway, Mitzvah days. As long as we're dealing with a Malacha or Malachos that share the same Shiur, meaning Kotzer and Tochein are both big grogeris, right? Kosev obviously is you know is Beosios. I mean, some or listen, even if you're talking about the same, you know, an object, but it was an amount. Let's say one malacha had a shear kezias and the other a grogeris. So Mikoschinov says, in my opinion, even if combined, you know, you made up the shear or you made up one of the shearim. Let's say they both shear and combine. It doesn't make a difference. That's also fascinating. Meaning, the very fact that they have different shiurim highlights that these are apples and oranges. It doesn't say apples and oranges, but right? But otherwise, if you have Kotz v'tochein, and they're both big rogeres. So again, I'm adding words to the analysis of the Mifkos Henoch. It's not apples and oranges by virtue of the fact that they have the same shear. You could argue that point, but that's what he thinks. And they'll combine, since the Shkaga is a single Shkaga. So Mifkos Henoch, in justifying this, says, after all, and this is totally l'shitaso, Mifkos Henoch is a very consistent thinker. Mifkos Henoch is one of the people who's of the opinion that Chiluk Malachos, to begin with, is a Gzeres HaKasim. And that it goes against the grain of the actual relationship of the Malachos. In other words, the Gemara had to say, Chiluk Malachos Minala, right? How do you know this? And we just discussed it. The Ritva said, what do you mean? Do you need a Pasuk to tell you that Chalev and Dam, you know, bring separate Karbanos? Huadin, Kotzer, V'tochen. Right. So what did the Ritva answer? This isn't Chalev and Dam. This is Chalev and Chalev. So the Mifkos Henoch's mentality throughout, you know, Mitzvot Shabbos and Yom Tov and Yom Kippur and so on is that the Avos Malachos, generally speaking, are like Chalev and Chalev. But there's a Gzeres HaKasuv, undeniable, that in Hilchos Shabbos, you bring multiple Karbanos. And we treat them as if it's Chalev and Dam, says the Mifkos Henoch. But even when we treat them as if they're Chalev and Dam, they're not Chalev and Dam, they're Chalev and Chalev. In fact, Mifkos Henoch, very, very importantly, always invokes the fact that Ein Chiluk Malachos B'Yom Tov, even when he's talking about Yesh Chiluk Malachos B'Shabbos. Meaning, he notes the fact that in Yom Tov, when it comes to Malkus, if you do Zoreh and Choresh and Kotzer, that you have a single Malkus, even if you have the Hasra, the Kulan doesn't make a difference, right? The fact that that is so, says the Mifkos Henoch, indicates that even on Shabbos, where we do bring multiple Chatos, it's a Gzeres HaKasuv. In a way, the Mifkos Henoch's comment, the Mifkos Henoch's position would justify an easier explanation of the word Chomer in the Gemara in Shabbos, Ayin Beis and Beis, that we saw before, right? The Gemara says, Chomer Shabbos Mibshara Mitzvos, Shabbos is more chomer than the other mitzvos. In that, you know, if you do kotzer v'tochen, what's it got to do with chomrah? It's just the reality that the shemos are different, right? What are you going to say? Chomer, the chelav dam, you know, me. You wouldn't say that. Not chomer, right? But if you take the view that this is a chum, Shabbos is basically a pasuk kol malacha, right? But there are a lot of chumras in Shabbos. You know why there are chumras in Shabbos? It's a very serious matter. Right? Because if you violate Shabbos, you're makhish b'mais, it's just like chumar l'chalas ha-Shabbos and mumar l'chalas ha-Rakula. Right? So for that reason, there's skila, there's kares, there's karban, right? None of that applies on Yom Tov. All chumras. So there's another chumra. You know what that other chumra is? Chiluk malachos. He doesn't spell it out exactly. So that's basically the mentality of the Mifkos Henoch. So for the Mifkos Henoch to come along and say, you know what? I don't see why, especially when the mistake is common across the 30 Malachos, because Shigat Shabbos, I don't see why you can't combine the Shear. Why can't you combine the Shear? What are you trying to combine? Chalev and Chalev. We treat it as Chalev and Dam. But it's really Chalev and Chalev, right? Because it's Chiluk Malachos, Ein Chiluk Malachos B'Yom Tov. So this is not a coincidence that the Mifkos Henoch has this perspective. Now again, you could argue with the Mifkos Henoch, even within the worldview of the Mifkos Henoch, right? But certainly you could argue if you reject its worldview. In other words, if you think that the Malachos are separate Shemos Yisur, or that there are two Dinim, or that even there are separate Maisaveras, right? Then you don't even get off the ground. Of course you can't be mitzvah. Right? And what about Yom Tov? So I would always say what I said before, which is the difference between Shabbos and Yom Tov isn't a technicality, it's not a Gzeres HaKasuv. It's that the whole concept of Malacha on Shabbos is intrinsic, and the whole concept of Malacha on Yom Tov is about the Ruach HaYom of Yom Tov. It's all consistent. It's highlighted by this. Even, however, if you were to take the worldview of the Mifkos Henoch, as we just explained it, You still could argue on this conclusion that you could be mitzaref kotz of a tochein, half a grogeris and half a grogeris. And for two reasons. Number one, you might just say, you know what, you can't do this because it's apples and oranges. Right? Technically, physically, it's just apples and oranges. Kotzer and tochen are just different processes. You just can't combine them. Even if it's all one shemisur. Even if they're all just different hechetimtzis of losasa kol malacha. You just, the combination doesn't work. Or, if you were to say that chatzi shiur, or less than a shiur, in one of these malachos, is not really the malacha. It's zero. It's not Asur Min HaTorah, or if it is Asur Min HaTorah, it's a kind of what we call an Isur Klali. So what's interesting is that it's in Mitzvah Reish, I forget which one, Reish Tzadi Zayin or Reish Tzadi Ches, it doesn't matter. When he talks about Yom Tov, the Midrash Chinuch revisits this issue. And there he says, I really think you can't combine, even in Shigat Shabbos. In Mitzvah Lamed Beis, he says, you know, look what I wrote in, you know, in Hilchos Yom Tov, but I changed my mind. So he was going back and forth on that point. But he wasn't going back and forth on the point because he thought that, or he was having misgivings about the idea that losasa kol malacha is a single shem malacha. He was just trying to figure out apples and oranges, maybe the shiur is not really a shiur in malacha, and so on. Okay, so that's one issue. Yeah.
Can we speak of kosher and tochen?
Yeah.
This is not the basakas, it's one after another.
Yeah. Yeah, no, it's not Zoma Bitsar Kleitzin.
Clearly it's not at different times.
What?
Clearly it's done not like one right after the other, it's done at different times.
Right, right.
So it suggests that a half a shear will be mitzare.
It's apples and to you it sounds like apples and oranges.
Well, even in physical by how so.
Well, Hotzah is tricky. We're going to get to that. In Hotzah, we'll see whether A, it has nothing to do with Malacha Gerua, B, whether there is an Isra, C, whether maybe those aren't cases of Chatzi Shir. That's what some of the Achronim call Chatzi Malacha. Like you do an Akira without a Hanacha. Is that a Chatzi Shir? But let's say you do a Hotzah of Chatzi Grogerus. Right? Is Chatzi Grogerus the same as Beis Amos and Rosh Hasharabim and Akira B'liyadah? So that's what we're going to get to when we get to Hotzah. That's going to be a very important discussion. But that's the Midrash Chinuch. So it shouldn't surprise us that the Midrash Chinuch has another pet issue. He always has this one. Well, Tirfus Shir is like his bread and butter. But another one of his bread and butters is Hasra. Right? So Midrash Chinuch all throughout the book, always points out that there's a big machlokas in Rishon. What do you need for Hasra? When you're giving somebody Hasra from Malkus, what do you need to tell him? There can be different scenarios. Do you have to quote the Onesh only, like what's at stake? Or do you also have to quote the right Pasuk? Or the Shem Iser? So if you look at the Rambam, the Sanhedrin, yeah, the Rambam speaks about the Onesh. But if you look at Rashi in Shavuos, Safchaf, the Midrash Chinuch quotes this all over the place. Numerous mitzvahs he quotes this discussion. Rashi in Shavuos seems to say that Hasra requires the right pasuk. And the third possibility, as we said, is a Shem Iser. Tosus Reed, Bali Tosus in other places, in Moed Katan, seems they have to quote, Tosus Moed Katan seems they have to quote the Shem Iser. So, if all you have to do is quote the right Onesh, not so terrible. If you have to quote the right Pasuk, well, Losasa Kol Malacha is the right Pasuk. But let's say you have to quote the Shem Iser. So can you still say, don't do Malacha B'Shabbos? Or do you have to say, don't do Kotzer, don't do Zareah, don't do Ma'amer, don't do Dash? Right? So this is where the Tosus Rid was taught. This is what the Tosus Rid was talking about. If you look at the Tosus Rid on Kuf Lamed Ches Amud Aleph, which we have in our sheets, that's exactly what he was addressing. The Gemara says on Kuf Lamed Ches Amud Aleph and Shabbos, Mishamer is filtering out the sediment, I guess, right? In We have vintners here in the crowd. You look like you spent some time in wine, with wine, right?
Not at all.
Not at all, okay. So that's what you're saying. I'm not such a good judge of vintner character. I hear. So Mishamer Mishumai Masrele. The Gemara says in Kufla Merchas and Shabbos, right? What hasrah do you give when you're being Mishamer? Mishamer means you're filtering out the sediment. Right. So the Gemara says, is it Borer? Is it Merakade? Discussion, which of Malach? So the Tosfos read, this is on page 3. Mishumai Masrin Alei. That's the Gemara. Pirish. This is what we read before, but now we understand it better what it's about. Kivin de Havar lechalek yatzas, ki iluk siv lav akol malacha malacha dami. It's true that Torah says lechatz akol malacha. But if you hold like the view that Havar lechalek yatzas, right? So it's as if the Torah said losasa zoreya, losasa kotzer. So you can't get away with this saying losasa malacha, because it's as if each individual one is a distinct shemisur. Bahavale kemo lavin, once again, the chela v'dam, shein chalukin zeh mizeh. Why do I keep quoting chela v'dam? I think I mentioned the Mari Kurkus and the Aruch Lanair. So I point out, because at least Caleb and Dam are in the same pasuk. One pasuk, Caleb and Dam. Separate shemot. Oh, I don't know that pasuk. Or at least you're quoting the right pasuk. Right. But no one will say, he mentioned the pasuk number, the perek and the pasuk, you know. Caleb is different than Dam. The tzorech lahasos ala Caleb, mishum Caleb, ala Dam, mishum Dam. The kach, I'll call Malacha umalacha. But Tosfos Rid says this, but he's told that on, if you hold, Havar lechalik yatzas. Now there were three sources for chilik malacha in the Gemara Daf Ayin Amud Aleph. Three different sources. He's also implying that if you hold like the first source, chilul, you know, Mises Harbe al chilul achad, or even if you hold like the last source, Meachas Mehena, right, Hena Shiachas Achas Shiena, that you wouldn't have to be Masra independently for each Malacha, which is sensational. Now, interestingly, this question is raised in another context as well, and that's the Bali Tosfos all over the place. In the beginning of Azorek, in the beginning of Bava Kamma, in Sugya, in Shabbos, on Ayin Gimel. I think I put one of them here. Yeah, Tosfos Shabbos Ayin Gimel Omid Beis, Mishum Zoreya. So Tosfos discusses whether or not a tolda, right, when somebody's about to violate a tolda, do you have to give him hasra mishum ha'av or not? So Tosfos says mishum zareh ein lo chiyach mikan detzorech lahasros ha'tolda mishum ha'av, right? Now lo kamar shetzorech lahasros mishum zareya el din hisra mishum zareya v'chayiv avol reish per tolin kuflam v'ches. The Gemara we just discuss mashum ktsas tzorach lahasos atolda mishuma. The kamer mishamer mishumai masrinan day. Rabam rishubeir borer abzer mishumarakid. The gamzeish lidchol stochet perusho. Mishumai masrinan day shei chayev. Rabam rishubeir avlim hisrum mishumarakid potter. Kivin de masreyu mishum davar shei nedome. Sover shu malik bo potter. Avlim hisrum botstam al tishamer chayev. Anyways. The whole discussion here is if somebody's violating a tolda, can you tell them don't do this action, or do you have to identify the av as the shame iser? Now, there's also a tolda av question here, right? A very important tolda. Is the tolda somehow inferior to the av, right? And therefore, the category of the av is relevant and is really what justifies the tolda. Very important question. Or the tolda is. There's no tolda, there's no av. There's what's common to both of them, essentially. Anyways, the Bali Tosfos here also seem to take the position that that you have to be masra, either the tolda or the tolda mishumav. But we'll say you were just simply to say lo sasa kol malacha. Doesn't sound like that would be enough. The Minchas Chinuch, right, kedarko, I say this is his bread and butter. He's never going to leave a, you know, Mishumai Masrinan Bay question on the table. So So he says, listen, I think that all the malachos are a single shemisar, like Caleb and Caleb. I think that chiluk malachos is a gzeres hakasuv. We sometimes treat it as Caleb Adam, but it's never Caleb Adam. The haraya, once again, right? Chiluk malachos b'shabbos ve'ein chiluk malachos b'yom tov. It's an interesting question, right? We say ein chiluk malachos b'yom tov, but what if you give, according to the Tosus Rid, you know, what hasra would you give on Yom Tov? Would it make a difference between Shabbos and Yom Tov in this matter? According to me, it might. I don't mean me personally, but my understanding of how you can learn the sugyas, according to some. But it's an interesting question. According to Tosus, and according to Tosus Rid, who seem to require a specific hasra of a malacha on Shabbos, what would they say about Malkus on Yom Tov? But the Minchas Chinuch is going the other way. Because ein chiluk malachos b'yom tov. So davar pashut to him that on Yom Tov all you say is kovalecha savoda lo tavse. So he says, who are din Shabbos? Just that on Shabbos we have a chumrah. What's the chumrah of Shabbos? Chiluk malachos. What does that do with hasra? By the way, just to answer, I mentioned before that the Minchas Chinuch is able to explain, you know, why the Gemara uses the expression of chamor, and it really is a chumrah, not just a factual result of a different perspective. I think that if you take the view that Shabbos is different Shemos or different Maisaveras, but it's not because technically the Torah means, only means Losasa Zorei, Losasa Kotze, Losasa Ma'amer, but it has to do with the nature of Yisur Malacha on Shabbos versus Yom Tov in terms of being more an intrinsic violation, because that's just the concept of Malacha on the day. I think it's even a better way to explain Chomer B'Shabbos Mishar Malachos. Because what we're really saying is, in theory, Shabbos could have had two models. It could have had the model of the one that we actually use for Yom Tov, and it is, because it's the paradigm for Yom Tov, or it could have had a more intrinsic, perspective. Namely, every malacha constitutes a separate chil. And in fact, the real one is the more chamor one. In other words, I too think that there's a connection between the onesh, the expansiveness of the malachos, and the fact that there's no heter or kol nefesh, and chiluk malachos. In other words, it's not just that technically the Torah happens to believe losasa zorei, losasa kotze, losasa ma'amer. It's actually more impressive if the Torah understands that there's losasa kol malacha, and yet there's losasa zorei, losasa kotzer, losasa ma'amer. And that really is chomer b'Shabbos mishar malachos. Yeah.
The point to Rosh Shabbos, there's the Shabbos is focusing on the din chali and the din prati. How do you deal with the yom and din hasra and the
That's a very good question, right? Whether you need to be, in theory, that might leave, if you hold both, it might leave you with the possibility of doing either one. But you might get a tzir flashir, but it would be nafkaminas perhaps. But that's a good point. If you take the view that there are maisaveras in addition to shemos isur, and that's the chomer, and that's the chiluk malachos, and that's the losasas or relosasakos there, so then then the question is, do you need the shem isur, or do you need the maisaver? Usually we don't have a distinction between the shem isur and the maisaver. Usually maisaveras just say hechatimtzi of doing the shem isur. Here we might be saying that the distinctiveness of malachos Shabbos is on the level of maisaveira, even if it isn't on the level of Shem Yisra. That would also raise an important question. That's a good point. Okay, so that's in terms of Hasra. Yeah.
According to Mishra, all the malachas on Yom Tov count as one?
Well, according to the Gemara, ain't chiluk malachos b'Yom Tov. That's a Gemara.
All of them count as one.
Right. The question is why? Since you raised it, let me just say, and what, in other words, Mishra Chinuch's perspective is that Yom Tov is the Ikar and Shabbos is an exception. Right? I'm suggesting that Yom Tov and Shabbos are different in this respect. Even though, and that Yom Tov gets from Shabbos the klali part, and it retains for itself, in addition, the prati part. Correct? Let's say you were to take the view that even Yom Tov is distinctive. So how come ein chiluk malachos b'Yom Tov? Right? Let's say even in Yom Tov, we'll see in a moment, there are people who believe that. And even in Yom Tov, it's as if it says, Kovalecha Savoda, meaning Zorea, Koresh, Kotzer, Ma'am. So the answer might be a different answer, and that's hinted at by Rashi, by the Miri, by other Rishonim, And that is, who says that the distinction is between malachos of Shabbos and malachos of Yom Tov? Maybe the difference is between chatos or zdonos, skilo, I'm sorry, chatos or misos versus malchus. That's kind of what, in different ways that I want to go into details right now, Rashi, the Meiri, the Ritva, they all hint at that idea. What's different about Yom Tov is not that the Malacha is more or less distinctive. It's Malchus that's distinctive, as opposed to Orchatos, which is distinctive. And you can't learn from one to the other. I'll give you a mashal just to highlight it a little bit more. We mentioned the Mechilta. The Mechilta, quoted by Tosfos on Ayin Omen Aleph, has also a very radical suggestion. We don't pask in this way, as I mentioned. It'd be a big mishal, you know, if you let people think that we did. Right. The Mechilta says, you might think that the only time you can ever violate, and then certainly your Svarna would have difficulty with this, the only time you could ever violate Malacha and Bichayv Misa, and Bichayv Korban on Shabbos, is if you violated all the Avos Malacha, the entire gamut of the Mishkan. Kamash Malon, it's not true. Okay, Tosfos on Ayin Amud Aleph says that. So surely that points to the fact that the Mishkan, according to this perspective, isn't individual malachos, it's interchangeable malachos, gevarim chashuvim shel Mishkan, but the point is that you have to do the totality of it, the meaning of a full malacha. It's kol malacha, exactly. It's a kol malacha deep. So there's a fascinating argument between the Ramban and the Ritva. The Ramban in Ayin Amud Aleph says, he talks about the Mekoshe Sheitzin. Right, well, you probably have something to say about that, but the Mekoshesh Eitzin, right? So he says, what he violated every single malacha. The Lama tells us malacha.
He what?
Did he violate every malacha? There's a debate which malacha he violated, right?
Right.
So how does this Bekilta work?
So we're gonna have
swat. So the Ramban says the Havamina is about korbanos, chatos, shkagos. In order to bring a single korban, maybe you have to violate all 39 malachas. But chil b'mezid, there's no havamina like that in the Mechilta. The Ritva disagrees. Ritva says, "Oh yeah, then the Mekoshesh Eitzim story is only the Maskana."
What kind of sort to give the Mekoshesh?
That's part of the discussion of the Gemara. There, I mean, that's part of what they discuss. But I don't want to get into Mekoshesh right now, but I do get excited. But, you know. What I'm trying to highlight is the difference between Malchus, Misa, right, Korban, possibly is not only on the level of implementation. It also may be in the concept of Chilul. Chilul b'shogeg, Chilul b'mezid, Chilul shel Malchus, Chilul shel Misa, might be different. And there are other evidence about that. The famous comment that Isi ben Yehuda has this, you know, that one of the Avos Malacha doesn't bring a chatas. But Misa he has. Right. So anyways, it's not for now. So that's Hasra. The Mishkat Pinuch basically says, it's true the Bali Tosis imply that at least you need if either the Av or the Toldo. But that's because they're not talking about Los Asa Kobalacha. If you said Los Asa Kobalacha in Hasrat, that would be fine too. Huge, huge kiddush. Okay. Another Nafkamina, Lavshe B'Klalos. Okay, when we were trying to highlight this whole idea that you could have a single pasuk, Los Asa Kobalacha, and it could teach you multiple shemos, we said, where do you have such a thing? Right? So you don't have it exactly in this way. Well, you have two in the Torah, Los Asa Kobalacha and Los Abdein. In Avodah Zarah, which we'll get to in a second, but what I tried to portray it in terms of two types of lav shemeklos, losokal al adam, where you have one pasuk that has and it refers to multiple shemos isar, right? And then you have, according to the Rambam's perspective at least, something like lefnei v'lesitein nechshol. Rambam says that lefnei v'lesitein nechshol is a lav shemeklos. So try to explain that these are really two opposite types of lav shemekolos. Right? One is lav shemekolos because it's lav shekolel dvarim shonim harbei, right? Like Sokal Adam. Some of the Surim and Sokal Adam have nothing to do with each other. So it's one phrase in the Torah, you know, that's getting heavy usage, but distinctive usage, right? And then there's Mikshal, which includes many cases, but not because they're distinctive, but because there's no real tzura, meaning it's all about the effect. It's not about the action. The actions can be infinite, right? It can be infinite. You put a stumbling block in front of an Iver, you give him bad advice, you facilitate the performance of an Aveira. These are all the Fnevel Shitei Mikshal, but they're not like Sokal Al Adam, right? They're Lav Klali, they're too general. Oh. So what I was saying was, and when it comes to Shabbos and Yom Tov, right? Lo Sasa Kol Malacha, or Kol Malacha Savada Lo Sasa, which is it? Is it like the Lo Sokal Al Adam, right? Lo Sasa Zorei Lo Sasa Kotza Lo Sasa Ma'am. Or is it like the Lefnevel Shitei Mikshal, Kol Malacha, right? Now, the difference, of course, is that there you have, you know, in those cases, it's not, you know, a general statement. It's just either a general application or multiple application. But fine, the basic idea is understandable. So the Gemara says that losa of dame, when it comes to avodah zarah, which seems parallel to Shabbos in some respects, right? Because certainly avodah zarah, you know, within the poer lepoer. And you know, Zorek Evan Lamarkalis, you know, serving each of us in its own way, you know, proper way, it's not proper, but in its own way, according to its derech, right, is something which is infinite in a way, right? Infinite about Zor is infinite ways, right? The Gemara in the end, when it talked about Chomer B'Shabbos Mishar Melachos, if you remember, was contrasting to Losav Deim, right, where. Those are the avodas pnim, even right, jishtachva, you know, haktara, etc., where you bring only there's no chiluk malachos; it's a single one. In a way, it's very parallel, right? To because it's an overarching theme, avodah zarah, right? And there are different components or different applications, like in Shabbos. Oh. Anyway, the Gemara says in Sanhedrin and Daf Samach Gimel that lo sa'av deim is a lot shibaklamos. And you don't get malchus for lo sav deim because it's lav shebeklamos. So Tosis and Sanhedrin and Samech Gimel. Where do I have it?
117.
Page 3, line 7. Page 3. Oh, here it is. Yeah. Okay. Al kula
meina lokes. Good. Don't you get mitzvah for avodah?
You do in certain cases.
What's the question about malchus?
Right, so I don't want to get into that. This is a lav shebeklalos issue, but I don't want to get into that right now. But that's discussed in the sugya. Again. Yeah, al kula mein eloka afil leman damar sof per kol shad the lucky anam mevushal other lav shebeklaloses mishum tsliyesh zog v'chartzon mishum kol sheyatzon migefen under the barshi tvei. Mikrod the lota of them, the lo mafarshi krod ayuvim megape fumenashek, etc. Okay, now comes us. The hod arminu meperakam the beitza the mevashel gila nashu biyontif loka chamesh, the chad minayim mevashel biyomtov. Meaning there is malchus when you do a malacha on yomtov. So why not say kol malacha savoda like lo sav dem is a lav shemaklolos, right? It refers to multiple. Hekatensis, applications, even though it's a single statement, single general statement in the pasuk. So Tosa says, "Lo chashvinen lehulav shebeklalos." It said, "Kol malacha savoda lo sasu, kemo lo sa'avdeim." We don't say that. It's not like lo sa'avdeim. It's not klali. The hacha. The hasa mefaresh tvei dechsev avoda demishtameya kol malacha shehi avoda. Tosus basically says, when we say kol malacha savoda lo sasu, the word avoda is a way of the Torah saying fill in the blank. Okay, but not in a klali's way, in a prati way. In other words, kol malachas zoreya, kol malachas koresh, kol malachas kotzer, kol malachas dash. It's as if it was mefarid each and every one. And that's not a lav shebeklalos. It's as if the pasuk just—it's like a saving ink. What's fascinating is that the Ramban addresses the same question in Sefer HaMitzvot, in the Shorashim, Shorash Pass. And his response seems to be the opposite. Shalav, the next piece. Shalav and Ra'ilu Ritzoni Lomer Al Toklu Kim Tzliyesh Kol Asher Yasu B'Gefen Ayayin Kim Shinichlu Bem Shemus Chalukin Shalchuk and Akosu V'chi Av Aleim Malkiyos Harbe Kvar Nikar Kol Echad Lav Shebekolus Ma She'en Kein the Lav Din the Bela U'malacha the Yom Tov Shalkol Nichlach Nichlalin Bo Shem Echad U'malkos Echad Yesh Poem. Meaning, he too is distinguishing between Lo Sav Deim on the one hand and Lo Sav Kol Nevela and Shabbat and Yom Tov on the other. But instead of saying that it's as if in Yom Tov we're mefarad each and every one, he says the opposite. It's as if Nevela and Yom Tov, it's klali. But it's so klali that the pratim aren't klali, it's just... In other words, Lo Sav Deim is like Lo Sochal Al Adam, basically, and Lo Sochal Kol Nevela, and Lo Sasu Melacha, or Kol Melacha Zavoda, Lo Sasu, right, is basically one shame. If you have multiple shamos, that's Lav Shebekvalos. Oh. So the Rav used to point out this machlokas between the Ramban and Tosas, and used to say, oh, here's the machlokas, whether or not the Lamed Tesofos Melachos are multiple or a single shame. However, what I'd like to just point out is two things. Number one, the Ramban and Tosas do say opposite, or do have the opposite emphases regarding the Lamed Tesofos Melacha here, but they're also coming to the answer from opposite directions. As I mentioned, there are two types of lav shebeklalos. One is the lav akolel, right, pratim shonim harbei, like Lo Sochal Al Adam, and the other is the lav klali, where the hechatimsis are just nothing. They're just, you know, there is no real maisa or tzura. It's just the effect, like with nevel asitim bechsha. In a way, what Tosas is coming to it from. Tosas is saying, let's look at losa avdeim. And let's look at it in the case of Poer Lepoer and Zorek Evan Lamarkalis and so on and so forth. Basically, there is no Maisadeira. We don't believe in Avodah Zarah. Baruch Hashem, right? That's very important to know. We don't believe in Avodah Zarah. And basically what we're really saying is, whatever the derech is to be over Avodah Zarah, don't do it. Right? That's klali. That's like with Nevel Lishita Nefsha. But Shabbos, there are 39, or Yom Tov, there are 35, but there's really 39, whatever it is, there are specific definitions of Avoda. And therefore, that's not Lav Shemeklalos like Lo Sav Deim. It's as if the Torah said, Lo Sasa Zareya, Lo Sasa Choresh, Lo Sasa Kotzer, Lo Sasa Ma'at. However, the Ramban is starting with the perspective, and he elaborates this more if you look at the piece, about Lo Sav Deim, and he also says this in his commentary on Makos. I think it has also has this Lo Sasa Nevela. I should say the Rabban in the Tshuva says what Bali Tosa says, also mentions Nevela, but in the opposite way of the Ramban. The Ramban basically is coming to this from the other way. Ramban says Lo Sav Deim is like Lo Sochal Al Adam because it includes not just Poer Lepoor and Zorek Evan Lamarkalis. It also includes Haktara, Hishtachavaya, right? The Avodas Pnim to the Rabbanu Shalom, which are always Asur to Avodah Zarah. It isn't only the Avodah Zarah according to its Derech. Right? It's Avodah Zarah of our Derech, meaning Avodos of the Mikdash, right? That are applied to Avodah Zarah. So Ramban is basically saying, that is Lav Shebeklalos. It's Kolel Dvarim Shonim. Right? But Yisra Malacha on Yom Tov and Vela, that's one shame. So what I'm trying to point out is that there's not necessarily a machlokas between the Ramban and Tosas about Yisra Malacha. It could be the machlokas is where you start from in terms of Losa of Day. OK? Okay, that's number one. Number two, at least for Bali Tosas, it's possible to be b'chalek here, or to suggest, that whatever we said about, the Rav assumed that whatever you say about Yom Tov is true about Shabbos, obviously in light of everything we've been discussing, there might be a possibility of distinguishing between Shabbos and Yom Tov. Except that here, obviously, the Ramban, you know, again, the Ramban has that option. The Ramban is basically saying that when it comes to Yom Tov, it's klali. But would you say that for Shabbos? For Bali Tosas, obviously, if even Yom Tov is prati, that certainly one should think that Shabbos is. The Aruch HaNer in Sanhedrin thinks even for Tosas you could be b'chalek. As it happens, the Ramban in other places, including Makos, does seem to equate Shabbos and Yom Tov. But at least this might be an issue. There's one other case I wanted to mention. Oh, I see my time is up. Okay, so we'll hold over one issue. We'll start with Hotel next week. But I just want to talk about one other issue next week. And that is, I'll just tell you what it is. The requirement of Yediyah Tachet in a Korban Chatos. The Mishnah says in Krisos, on Daf Yud Tesim and Aleph, that when you violate a lav, the shogeg, in a way that triggers a key of Korban, you have to know what your violation was. It's not enough to know that Mimanav Shach, I violated a Chiyuv Chatos. The question is, what would happen if a person knew that he violated Shabbos, but he wasn't sure whether he did Kotzer or Toche? Would that be a problem of lack of Yediyah Sachet or not? So I want to talk about that next week, and Yom Tov just for another minute, and then we'll see how this, we'll start with Otsa, and how it connects with Otsa.